Fred Film Radio dalla 76esima Mostra Internazionale d'Arte Cinematografica di Venezia.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here at the 76th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Václav Marou. Welcome.
Thank you for the invitation.
So, Václav, I've had the honor to see your film on a massive screen, and I think
yes.
It deserves to be seen on a massive screen, yesterday in the Sala d'Arsena, and we're talking about The Painted Bird. If I ask you to sum it up, maybe we'll take like 2 hours, but we can actually just start from the drive that made, you know, the moment that you sparked like your attention to be like, okay, I'm gonna take Jerzy Kosinski and make it into the film. It's gonna be my film, it's gonna be something
yes.
new.
Yes, okay. Look, I don't know why, because of course I knew that yesterday was a special screening for journalists and
exactly.
for the critics, you know, and I don't know why, you know, I was thinking that it's maybe about 200 or 300 people been there.
Oh no.
No, that's what I'm saying, that I don't know why, but I get the idea that maybe it's about 200 people, and this morning when I wake up to somebody, just when I found the SMS, my mobile was 1,500 people.
And I said, at least.
And I said, oh my God, you know, it's incredible, you know, so never I saw in my live the theater for 1,500 people, you know. But you are saying it was okay. So
I think it was okay. Yeah.
No.
Everyone's
okay, seriously.
Yeah.
Look, my movie is the CinemaScope format, of course, and we mix it the sound in Dolby Atmos and in 7.1, of course, the Dolby, and it's necessary for me. I'm now saying as a filmmaker, to watch this movie in such a big screen and with such a good sound, because I'm talking about the movie.
Yes.
I'm not talking about the TV series. I'm not talking about the TV movie. The Painted Bird, I think I can very openly, I can say it's a movie. And we shoot it 35mm negative, which is also bringing something special, some special spirit on the screen. I am feeling that. And Vladimir Smutny, my DOP, I think that he made a wonderful, wonderful work on it, you know, just only to help me to tell the story. And my film is 2 hours 49 minutes, only 9 minutes dialogue together, if you will count it, only 9 minutes, because we are filmmakers. We are telling the story through the picture and through the sound. That's our task, you know. Not to talk, still talk and to explain to audience, you know, what's going on, you know. So I did solve so many things in my movie, how to shoot it. For instance, the scene when the boy is just only putting down the creek or down the river the message to his parents, I am missing you, come and fetch me. And in the book was that sentence, I was missing my parents. And the question is, how you, as a director, how you will do that?
Of course.
How you will shoot, I was missing my parents. I was thinking so much of it, you know. And finally, I got, as a screenwriter, I got the idea that he will send a boat, a small boat, you
that's
know, down the creek, you know. So that's it, you know.
And it's incredibly interesting as well what you said, specifically with the pure trust in images and moving images in this case. But I was also very struck by the rhythm that you chose to talk about this film, because it's not a war film. It's
no.
much more. Every single, it's like we have a series of tableau of images and symbols, and each symbol is almost like a universe on its own, and usually you link to a specific character with the boy.
Yeah.
And I just noticed as well that it was almost like an impartial rhythm according to each single tableau. So everything was changing in each scene, but the way that it's like everything is equal in each single chapter. Because I think, is it maybe like your relationship with the idea of time, that like when you remember, when you try to describe something so universal, such as universal pain through war, then automatically you create this idea of like each single one has to be the same, and then inside there's a different universe.
You know, in each phase of when I was writing the screenplay and when I was directing this movie, so I did speculate. So never I was thinking of this technically, let's say, you know. It was always in every second about my heart and my mind, you know. So, and I said my wish, my ambition when I started to do that film, that this film hopefully should be as a, like a river, you know, like a river which is just only going, you know, and sometimes the river is really very fast, you know, and then it's going to be a waterfall, and then the water stopped, you know, and I will give the time to the audience just only to rest, not to rest, you know, just only, but to, you know what I mean, just only to stop and think. And then just only the river is going again and faster and faster. So means this is the most important for any film director, that you are feeling the tempo and the rhythm. Because the rhythm is consequently is up to the tempo of the movie. And I do believe that if any director is feeling what is his story about, I'm not talking just only about me, but generally about the directors, if they are feeling, or we are feeling, the story, what we really would like to say, so then we are going to build up a river, which is just only trap the audience, and the audience is going with you down the river, you know, finally to the ocean.
What about the fish in the river that you chose? So the actors, these beautiful mirrors, each single one of them, you know, is an emblem for something much bigger. And therefore, each single face is extremely important for your film, especially with the relation with the boy. How did you come about, both with the casting, because I do imagine that you were, you know, heavily involved with the casting, of course, and then each single, you think you maintain a very common relationship with the actors as a director, or you always shape yourself accordingly, according to the scene?
Yes, that's a good question, you know, so I was in very close touch with all my actors, all of them, including Udo and Stellan, of course, and Harvey Keitel, very, very close, you know, so I talk to them. We talk each other all the time, months and months before shooting, you know. So I try to explain them what the feelings I do have, you know, what I'm veering in my mind. You know, I was listening what they are saying to me, you know, so finally our relationship means not just only between a director and the actor, but between the two people which they would like to serve together to our Lord. And that's what I said. We do have a Lord, the guy who is running us, including director, is a movie. Movie is our Lord. So finally we serve together and to help the movie together. You know, I'm not directing actors that like that. Never. It must be a partnership. So when they finally came to the shooting place or to the place where we are shooting, so I show them on my computer some shots, of course, you know, just only to understand, you know, my language and the language of my DOP. And that's how we work together, and that's why all those actors are so consistent, let's say.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know.
Last question. This is actually, I want to quench one of the curiosities.
Okay.
This film is really an epos, and it took a lot of you know, throughout the years. Now we see it here. It's, you know, it's finished. It's got its own life. But what is your relationship right now with the book? I'm very curious to, like, now that you made it, and now that, you know, the creature is done and is independent. What about the book then now? Do you pick it up sometimes, or you completely...
No, understand, you know. The book is in the same position like...
Yeah?
Yes, definitely. You know, to make a movie, it's just not the same if you are building up the building, I mean your house, you know, and still simply you have a basement.
There you go.
That's all.
That's a beautiful image.
And the book was basement, and its basement is going to be a basement of the house or building which called the Painted Boat. You know.
This pretty solid basement and a beautiful house on top.
Well, you must concern, you know, so I'm just director.
Thank you so much.
I thank you.
Thank you for being with us here at Fred Film Radio, the Festival
thank
Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.